This is CliffCentral.com.
This show contains adult content. If you find it offensive, please go to the CliffCentral.com website where there's a show for you.
CliffCentral.com. It is Friday morning. This is Sex Talk with Jonty Searle. It is unradio. It is unscripted. And this morning, it is without a doubt uncensored.
It is indeed. It is indeed. How are you doing this morning, Jonty?
I'm so good. And I'm really looking forward to having you on the show.
It's I am really excited. Cool. I consider myself quite an expert on the topic, so you can imagine.
Okay. Well, we're going to see how much of an expert you actually are.
Disclaimer, I'm really not an expert, guys.
So a lot of people think they are, and then when it comes down to it, then we find out just a little bit different.
100%. 100%. So I feel like everyone thinks they know it. Yes. All. And we really don't, do we?
Well, that's the thing. You know, I gave a talk this week, a lesson on female sexuality and yoni massage and things. So we're talking about the G-spot and the A-spot and the P-spot and all these other things.
Wow, I only knew about, like, the G-spot.
There we go. You see, that's so where really it starts to get interesting, because that's where it gets fun. So let's see this morning first, if you are smart.
Let's see what's happening.
Dirty dictionary word.
Narratophilia. Any idea what narratophilia is?
It sounds like a sexual act. Like a wild sexual act.
A wild sexual act.
It sounds like somebody narrating.
Yeah, narrato.
Yes.
Narrate.
Yeah. It sounds like this voice, like, and then he put his finger. Like that voice.
Yeah, you're on the right track. You're on the right track.
Okay, so we're both on the right track?
Yeah, you can.
So it's fingers, right? Fingers are involved.
No, the narration.
Yeah, could be fingers, could be
fists. Oh, could be fingers or fists, okay.
Yeah, but no, you said it.
The narration of?
Yeah.
Of sex.
So
talking someone through the process of having sex.
Of the fingerations and frustrations of
you're kind of there, but you gotta be specific here. You gotta be specific.
Middle finger.
Okay, now you're getting a little bit kind of
now you're taking it to another level.
Shit.
So the narration of using fingers in
sex.
Yes, that thing.
Yeah.
Coitus.
Yeah, that's an interesting word. Not quite.
Damn it.
You're kind of getting there, and then you went somewhere else.
Yeah. Please put us out of our misery.
I will at the end of the show.
At the end of the show.
Oh, God.
That's the rule, you see.
That's the rule, man. That's the rule.
So, if you think you know what narratophilia is,
can
please
I Google it
WhatsApp
in the meantime?
Us. You may not.
Okay.
On 079-482-
0797482090.
Thank you.
I feel like everyone's going to Google it now.
Yeah, that's
fine.
Yeah,
that's the plan for them, not for us.
Yeah, you got to think. You got to think. And if you know what millennial sex is, if you're a millennial and you are having sex, what kind of sex are you having? Are millennials being more exploratory? Are they being more adventurous? Are they being less? Are they being more digital sex and less connected sex? I want to tell you about something that happened in my practice this week. So a young couple came to see me, 27 and 29, and they were having some sexual problems. And the most awesome thing about it was that they came and they did something about it.
Okay.
And doing something at that age is phenomenal. Because so many people come and see me at age 35, 40, 45, where they've had these problems for 15, 20 years, and they have not gone away because they don't go away by themselves.
Wait, what kind of problems do you have at 27 when it comes to sex?
The worst. Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
That you can't just figure out, solve, Google, Pornhub.
Yeah,
no, but a lot of times you can't. So, for example, And we're going to speak in some very general terms. Okay. So a lot of guys who experience erection and ejaculation issues, that starts often from way back in their lives.
Oh.
Women who are not having orgasms, women who are having painful sex, people who are not connecting, people who don't know what sensuality is, where sex is unsatisfactory, that they don't know how to communicate about sex, that they don't know how to share what it is that they want and ask for what they want, when they're not understanding the impact of stress on sex, things like that. So the fact that people are doing this when they're young is awesome.
All right.
Because that means that they're going to learn some stuff that's going to give them the most amazing opportunity for a phenomenal relationship.
Okay.
That they don't have to spend 20 or 30 years with these things. And sometimes the hurt of that becomes too great that it actually can't be repaired and fixed.
Yeah, I get it. And it all sounds good. But I'm just thinking, look, if someone's not satisfying you sexually, then move on to the next one. I mean, that makes sense.
Okay, but maybe there's a whole lot
of... Okay, let's say if they were married, obviously it's harder. But like, okay. I mean, prior to marriage, you sort of like scope the value.
Yeah, but maybe there's a whole lot of... There's a whole lot of other things in the relationship. And you have to understand something, that if there's a sexual issue and you move to another relationship, you're going to take the issue with you.
Got you.
Because it's about you. It's not about your partner.
Ever. Okay.
Sometimes it is, obviously, but more times
it's about you, right?
That's it. So you take you. What was that line from? It was what from Austin Powers? Wherever you are, there you go.
Okay, is that the line? Sorry,
that's the line.
That sounded familiar.
That's a great line.
That sounded familiar.
Yeah, okay. But it's so true, because you think that you go to another job and everything's going to be absolutely fantastic. Yeah, sometimes the situation changes, but it's more about you.
100%. I do believe that.
So
I genuinely do.
So if we don't get a lot of really good sex education, which we don't, then those issues are yours.
100%.
And they're going to go with you.
Okay.
That's all. So guys, absolutely fantastic. I acknowledge it and I think it is awesome. And if more young people did this, because then it's not only about fixing the problem. And often that's the smallest or the easiest thing. It's about learning how to have an amazing relationship and how to have awesome sex.
And I'd say it's about identifying the problem as well. Because I feel like at that age, like when you're in your early 20s, you don't think you have a problem. You know what I'm saying? Like you think it's everyone else. No, maybe I just didn't find the right person.
Yeah.
So it's about being very self-aware and cognizant of yourself when it comes to being sexual.
Absolutely.
So that you do identify these issues. And I mean, we don't speak of it enough, so we don't know about it. But I think it's very important to discuss this topic, because I mean, to me, I'm thinking, yo, I have amazing sex, but someone else is having painful sex. And someone just
Some
has
people
never
aren't having sex. You need to
I'm so
everybody.
Sorry about yeah. that, Eric.
No, we need
to figure that out.
I'm speaking to these people that aren't, man.
Yeah.
I'm that middle.
No,
that
Eric's video. Even having threesomes. He's got Jennifer and he's got Philippa.
Yeah.
And there we go. His
and
own threesome,
better?
Both hands.
Pamela Henderson and Palmer Hayek, yeah.
There you go.
That's beautiful. You have a better life than
this is horrible, guys. Let's not talk about this. Let's focus on what we're talking about here, please. Don't remind me about these sad things my life.
We do apologize. Sorry about that.
No, we don't.
We know you go to bed alone.
Jonty doesn't. Don't stop.
Apologies.
Please.
He's a lonely man, guys. So please dial 079-748-2090.
Can we get Eric a date
and stand
for
trust
tonight?
To get a date with Eric. Right here on Cliff Central.
Are you working tonight, Eric?
Am I? Yep. You know this, man. It's Friday. Friday is the day of the money making.
Okay. So. Maybe we can get you a date. Like, you can really impress somebody while you're on stage.
Look, that's kind of where I undo all of the hard work that I put in off stage. I feel like I just say things and then people go, okay. And then I see them leaving and I'm just like, damn it. Why did I make that one masturbation?
You need to learn some sexual skills. I've been telling you this for months.
Why do you think I'm here, Jonty?
Okay.
I'm here. I'm listening. I'm here to learn.
Candace, what is happening in this world with millennials? Firstly, that's quite a big age range of what we consider millennials to be.
Okay, so initially what we consider millennials
yes.
to be people between the ages of 18
and
35, right? Okay, so it's your youthful vibes.
Yeah, but that's a very big age range
because
your sex at 18 is very different different to your sex at 25,
at 35, and 30. 25, 20.
Yeah, they're all different.
What's happening in the sphere? I think with millennials, the game is changing, obviously. I think we found different alternatives to having the traditional way of having sex, right? So two people.
Does that mean we're having sex with three and four and five people?
And by ourselves.
Not even
and
people.
By ourselves.
And with our mobile phones. And so what I found is that with millennials, there's the need to be connected mm-hmm. is not as high. We find alternatives, like I said, like you'd go on Pornhub or you'd FaceTime someone, video call. That's how we'd mm-hmm. have sex. So, you know, I just handle myself. There are many ways that we find as opposed to the traditional way and the conventional way of having sex. I also find that it's so easy in this game. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like when you're a millennial, you don't have to go and look for sex. It finds you.
Mm-hmm.
In the age that we are in, casual sex is okay. And also what I find is with sex, it's not taboo anymore. It's not a taboo topic. Like, we can talk about it openly. It doesn't have to be, oh my God, don't talk about that.
Now, what's the gap between talking about it and doing it? Is there that gap?
I mean, to some degree, obviously. Mm-hmm. You discuss it, but not really. When it comes to the physicality of it all, it's obviously different. But I do believe with, like, millennials, it's a new age of having sex. Like, we're wild and we're fun and we're enjoying it and we're okay with it. And I'll have sex with a girl and, you know, he'll have sex with a guy, Eric, right?
Don't put me in
and
weird
situations. And I feel like when it comes to the scope of exploration, we're open to it. I think with the...
So are we doing more kinky things?
Oh, yeah. We're okay. Wilding out. We're Googling. We're going, what is, let's just Google something really fun to do. And that's sort of how we are. We're open. Okay. We're open to different
things. We come back to this, the gap between Googling it and doing it.
I believe.
Because there's a big difference between talking about it.
And
practical. Yeah.
There we go.
I don't think that anyone's going to sit there and talk about it and not actually engage in it.
Okay.
To me, personally, I feel like, if you're not talking about it, it's probably not something that's on your mind a whole lot. So you're really not, you're boring. So it's, you're like missionary kind of guy. You're like Bantu style. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, and when you're actually discussing it, I feel like you're more open to it, but also people differ. So you never really know.
Okay. Now, why is less connection such an issue?
I don't think it's an issue. It's just it's about casual sex. It's about finding it. It's, I don't need to connect with you. I don't even need to know your name.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, like, satisfy me real quick.
At least
it doesn't take long.
Name.
I get it's 2 minutes.
At least a name. Come on, man. God damn. It's like, say my name. What is your name, by the way?
Have you ever been in a position where you didn't remember the person's name? I have.
Mm-hmm.
Shamefully, so.
That is wild. That is incredible.
You know what? No, I think his name was hard to pronounce. I will never forget his name.
But I'll also never remember his name.
Nkaniso, if you're listening. I'm so sorry, fam. I had to make an example of you. No, but really, like, I completely forgot this guy's name the next morning. And I literally asked him, I'm like, hi. What's your name again?
Good morning. And it's a pleasure to find you.
Was this during or after?
No, this is after. This is the next morning. I'm like, hi, how are you?
Are you cool?
What's your name again?
Wow.
Needless to say, the man was so hurt. It's like, Candace, like, wow, really?
So he said,
he was Candace. Hurt. It's like, I'm hurt. Yeah, because I mean, how do you forget Candace, Brad? Such a good Brad name.
You can very easily forget a name like Candace. Oh,
stop yourself. Stop yourself. So, yeah, they are like, you don't need to be connected. Coming back to that, like, I feel like we just don't have that. We don't have that physical need to feel, you know.
But that's cutting out an enormous part of who we are, and that's where the actual power is in the connection and intimacy.
It is, but it is what it is.
Okay.
I totally get the power of intimacy, and that's where you find yourself, and that's how you actually orgasm, essentially, is when you are completely connected with your partner.
Your person, yeah.
But I feel like in the time that we're in, you really don't need to.
Okay. So what are the reasons then for having sex like that?
Casual sex.
Yeah. So I'll tell you what's interesting. There was a study done a while ago at a lot of the top universities in America, and they asked people why they have sex. And I think the researchers may be expected to find 20 odd reasons. They came up with 256 clear reasons.
Wow.
Yeah, that people are having sex. So if you're having this disconnected sex, then why?
You know what? I think it's a thing of like not wanting to be committed to a person.
Okay.
Monogamy. Like, no one's into that.
Okay. So people don't necessarily have to be monogamous, but we'll come back to that.
Yeah. So I feel personally, I think it's about not wanting to commit to one whole person.
Okay.
It's not having that. You don't have to be emotionally available. Like, I think it's admin being in a relationship. I feel like it's work. And it's just a whole lot of. Do you agree with me, Eric?
No.
Are you romantic? You strike me as a romantic.
No. It's just what you're saying in terms of a relationship being admin. That's what you make of it. It doesn't have to be admin. Hmm. It really doesn't have to be admin.
Pray tell.
Like, I can be in a relationship and I can go, look, this is the type of person I am, and lay it out early. Tell them, look, this is how I am. This is how I'm going to be. And don't think of it as me being distant from you or me not wanting to be around you. It's just, let me be and I'll let you be.
Are you vibing with this person or you're in a relationship? Or which situations? Or situationship? Because there's levels to the game.
No, there's levels.
So
there's
vibing. Okay, so let's go through what's vibing. Let's go through some of these levels.
So vibing is like Eric and I are just like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Hit me up. You know, I'll text you. You text me. And you know, we're cute.
Back and forth.
You know, it's fine. Back and forth. But not exclusive.
Vibing has a distance, or there's a hookup with the vibing, or not?
Yeah, no, we'll have casual sex.
Okay.
But like, we're not like...
There's nothing...
We're not exclusive.
Okay. Yeah. The next level?
Situationship is... We're in a relationship.
One person
but
thinks it's a relationship and the other one thinks it's a vibe. Yeah,
100%.
That's what it is.
So it's that's the middle, a situational.
It's a situationship.
Okay.
It's the midpoint between a relationship and a vibe.
Okay.
Where so one person is standing there like, come on, man, shake my hand already. Okay. And you're like, well, I'm looking at these other hands.
I'm learning new words.
100%.
I'm trying to shake hands over here.
And then obviously, relationship is your conventional, boring relationship.
Okay.
I like how we just. And then relationship is.
So, as well as the sex, are people exploring different ways of being in relationship, open relationships, polyamory,
polyandry, which is a really nice one because that applies to me. I want a couple of husbands chilling. Okay.
And that's what are you going to do with a couple of husbands?
So I always say this because I host a show with two other men.
Yes.
And so I always say like the one will be like for show off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll take you to all the best parties, social events, and the other one will just be there to like pay my bills.
I like how she made eye contact with me. It's like, I'll take you to all these parties. I'm like, all right, cool, I'm game.
Okay. Yeah, but
so
you know, so I'll use them for different, you know, like you have like a minister of finance, minister of education, minister of transport,
starting
minister of
government,
of what,
incredible.
Minister of entertainment, you know, you got to have your squad, you know, but yeah,
okay.
That's pretty much it, that's what I'm looking at,
okay.
But yeah, we are, when it comes to relationships, we are exploring obviously different ways of going about it, but I really... Yo, millennials don't know how to relationship properly, hey?
Where does that come from? Yeah. Like, what switched in almost like from one generation to the next? What was the
change?
We're
more exposed. We're exposed to the world.
Yeah.
There's internet. There's more. There's bigger. There's better. There's prettier. There's Kim Kardashian. There's this. There's that. You know, for every 10
so Kim
big
Kardashian
movies, like
as a role model is a fucking scary role model.
I think she's great. I'm sorry. I stand hard. In my mind, we're completely related. I'm a Kardashian. I've even started spelling my name with the K.
Okay, John DL. I'll be seeing you. I'm out. Peace.
I literally am obsessed with the Kardashians. I love them. I think it's great. I don't think there's anything wrong. I think we've evolved where you don't have to have this pristine image of a role model. It doesn't have to be freaking who's really great. Oprah Winfrey.
Not a pristine image of a role model, but at least a role model that has a bit of brains and
she does
a little
have,
bit of sense.
But why would you say she doesn't have brains? Answer me that.
So, you know, somebody who's really giving us something to to expand us, not necessarily.
Nah, I disagree. I think she's doing quite well.
Okay.
She's doing the most. I stan.
Stoker fan. Dope. Cool. I'm helping you with the vocab here.
Yeah,
I feel like this is
and
necessary.
I appreciate
you'd be,
it.
You'd be so lost without me, John D. I'm your go-to guy. I'm your hype man.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so where is a lot of information that people are getting now coming from? Just online?
Online, internet, main source.
Yeah, most of it is online. Okay.
It's the internet.
So there's an issue with that because a lot of stuff that's out there doesn't have a lot of validity. You know, just because it's online doesn't give it anything. Just because it's on Facebook doesn't give it anything other than somebody put stuff online. There's a lot of myth. There's a lot of misinformation. There's a lot of nonsense out there.
100%.
So how are, like, what kind of standards are people using to judge this or to look at it and say, okay, there's something in this and this is bullshit. Where's the discernment?
There's no merit. It's about hype. I'm telling you, there's no book. There's no set of rules. There's no guideline. Mm-hmm. Like, if we're going to believe the hype, we're believing the hype. It's like fake news.
Yeah.
That's like, you could sell me a dream right now. We'd hype it up. It gets a million retweets. We believe you.
So there's no substance in a lot of this.
And it doesn't have to be substantial. Like, it's cool. We'll believe whatever you feed us. And that's just where we are. Yeah. In all honesty, that's who we are. That's who we've become. Where we don't probe. We don't ask questions. And I mean, you sell me a dream, you tell me you're a doctor or you're a sexologist and this is the 10 rules to, you know, fixing your sex life. Mm-hmm. I'm going to believe you.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah, just put,
because why would you want to lie about that?
Put this carrot in your nose. Who hurt you? You'll be fine.
You know? Trust me. Like, literally, you could sell me that kind of dream. It just is what carrot. It is.
Okay, so Eric's starting a new cult of the carrot in the nose.
Yeah, carrot in the nose crew. You can follow me on Mixit.
We need a really fancy name, and then we need a whole range of designer carrots.
Yes.
And we need, you know, like Woolies have this.
The Woolies ones.
They get those small ones in all the different colors. Yeah, 5,000 rand
for those.
We joke about it, but and that's the reality.
But that's what happens.
That's what happens. It's literally what it is.
It takes 10 people to start this following. One dude to go, dude, just go with me on this. Yeah. Trust me. We're going to make money off this. Just pretend that you believe in me.
Yeah.
Okay. And then,
by the way, we did a show once on how to use a whole lot of stuff you have at home as sex toys.
Ooh.
And, of course,
I missed that one. Do you want to do a recap?
And, of course, carrots came up, but there was a very interesting thing that make carrots much more accessible and usable and pleasurable as a sex toy. Any idea what that might be? Because I never knew this before either. It was a new one for me.
Is it something you consume?
No.
So just give us a clue. Okay, so don't consume this thing.
No, so it's using the carrot, but you're doing something with the carrot before you're using it that makes it more accessible and body friendly.
Condom?
Let's call it. No. Which is not a bad idea with carrot, no?
Yeah, look.
Also to contain it, because I'm thinking these things do like break apart in your body.
Now you just smell
it. Can I just make a point? My sister works in a hospital, so they call it unidentified something object.
Yes.
Foreign object, like a UFO, right?
Yep.
She says, Candace, you won't believe
what people show.
How many people, random ass people,
absolutely
come in there with stuff up their butts. Vaginas.
So do you know what the most common object removed from people's bodies is around the world, by the way?
Cucumbers.
No.
Candle.
No.
I was just going to go with the next C word.
What
I was
would you?
Toothbrushes.
Yes, toothbrushes. A toothbrush. That's a
Can standard. It go in that deep?
Sure.
It can go in as
deep. Especially anally, because your anal muscles are incredibly tight, and you put something in and they so quickly.
Yeah.
So that's some. I've even seen pictures of light bulbs.
Yeah, I've seen light bulbs. I've seen
which is the scariest thing, because that breaks and you are in so much trouble.
I've seen a cell phone. I've seen a light bulb. I've seen
what's the most cell phone? Absurd?
Yeah, and a cell phone.
Yes. So, where's the disconnect?
So let's go back.
Let's get dildos.
Let's go back to the carrots.
Carrot. What? Wait. What?
Yeah. What would you do with the carrot to make it more body friendly?
I've thought of everything. Like, I've thought of lube, condoms. You'd peel it.
You kind of get in there.
You boil it.
You parboil it.
Oh. But then it's going to break apart in your body.
No, it's softer.
It softens.
And actually, when it's brittle, it's more likely to break.
Ooh, okay.
I feel like I shouldn't have been here. I need
carrots.
I need a leaf.
So there you go, Eric, for your carrot in the nose cult.
Thank you so much for that, John T.
Oh, boy.
This is life-changing information.
Carrots. Okay, cool.
Very interesting.
Which opens the question, I guess, to sex toys. Where are millennials in sex toys?
Very open. I must say, when it comes to women, we're very open to dildos. It's weird because I always thought it's like a weird concept. But now, me being a fully grown adult, I look at it and I'm like, I wouldn't mind one because like I'm not being sorted out on a daily basis.
So you don't have one?
I don't have one. I want one.
Okay. We need to do something about that.
But they're very expensive, guys. Can they make it more accessible to like middle class, lower class, emerging
middle class? So anybody who's listening to us who is in the sex toy business,
please send me one to Cliff Central.
So care of Sex Talk at Cliff Central. Come and share some of your toys, please.
Please, guys. I need one for free, please. I don't want to pay for it.
We're actually quite soon doing an interview with a sex toy tester.
That's
a cool job.
That sounds fine.
You know what I want? It's like beads that you put up your vagina, and then it vibrates. It's like something you put up your vagina
and it vibrates. They're called Benoit
balls. I actually watched that word.
Benoit
balls. I actually watched a video. I just came across the video. I didn't insert anything in the search engine for this one. Yeah. I just came across it, and literally, These things up this girl's vagina, and like it vibrates, and like she did a whole video where she's like she literally orgasmed, and I'm like
from a guy's perspective, I feel like it's weird to own a sex toy of sorts because
what about the robot?
That especially, because now you just have this thing that's in your where are you gonna put this thing? Firstly,
I can please you sexually. What would you like today, Eric?
I'm done. I'm putting you in the cupboard. I'm taking out the batteries. I don't
need
to hear this.
Suck
this is too much. No, listen. Your pee. No, you may not go away, Satan.
That's okay.
You see, but this is the problem, and not just that. The thing is, they sell them in. It's gonna sound horrible, but they sell them in offcuts. So now you just have like a booty, just like on your desk. Now it's just the booty. Now you're just like, okay, this is gonna be.
But
awkward.
Isn't that the ultimate? Because it's exactly
what
you want.
Yeah, we know men love anal sex, right? You guys wish you could.
Whoa. Don't.
No. I'm not saying you love it. Let me just say,
hold up.
If options were available, and the vagina was an anus, you'd rather, right?
No. Wait. This is making it weird. We're talking about sex toys, man. Don't change.
So is anal exploration big part of millennial sexual
behavior? That brings, absolutely. Okay, let's just move right on. You know what the whole blesser phenomenon, right?
Yeah.
We've seen all of these things happen. So when it comes to a blessy relationship, I find that if you're being incentivized, you know, for sex, you're more open to explore.
Just listen
to me.
I feel like you have.
So
there's another word for being incentivized.
If I'm having sex with someone and they say, you know what, Candace, I'll send you on like a vacation.
I'm gonna buy you a
house. Let's just say. You know how these blessy relationships work.
Whole family houses.
You know, Candace, I'll buy you that Gucci bag
DJ
or that
Khaled.
I'm pretty much. I'll do the rooming thing if I need to. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like you're more open to explore sexually if you're being incentivized. That's just how I feel.
What if it's just with someone?
That's why we've seen the rise of rooming.
What if,
right?
What if you're just with somebody who's open minded and is like, you know, this is boring. Let's do something.
And what about doing something? What about doing something just because you enjoy it?
That's what you do with your 20-year-old boring boyfriend.
Okay.
Okay, I guess I'm out of the running now.
So it's fine for somebody to come along and say, so I'm going to, if we change the language a little bit and if we take incentivize out and we put
prostitution
in, or simply.
It is essentially.
I'm not going to incentivize you, I'm going to pay. So is that a big thing?
Oh, it's a lot. It's huge in our culture. It is massive. And it's in its most simplest form. Like, I mean, it's not cut and dry. Like, oh my God, have sex with me. I'll pay you 2,000 rand. It's not that deep. It's come on a vacation with me and take you on a shopping spree.
And the expectation is that
you know what you're getting yourself into. 100%. You know. Like if someone's, you know, flying me out to Dubai, we're not gonna chat. It's not banter. You know, you're not going to tell me about your dreams and goals in life. I know that I'm there to throw it back, and I better come through. And that's the reality of the world that we live in, guys.
And that's okay.
I have no issue with it. I feel like, do you? I'm like, do you? If that's how you, you know, get your money up, ho, is kind of like a thing I always say. Like, literally, do you?
Okay.
Do you take issue with that? I think when it comes to morality, obviously, people do. The moral police, of course, would be like, oh, no, guys. Guys.
Okay, I don't have a moral issue with it from that point of view. My issue is that there's an incredible lack of intimacy and connection in it.
Okay, so I understand that you come in when it...
There's a lack of choice. I think that there's a lack of choice.
To what degree?
That I think people are not always aware of the impact and the consequences of doing things like that.
In what sense? Sorry, I don't understand.
Okay, on some level, some of those experiences are damaging to your soul.
100%.
They're damaging to your mind. They're damaging to your heart.
I, as much as I'm all for it, I won't lie. I do agree that it does something to your soul.
We don't
like
have
it messes with you.
So we don't have a context to put them in, an emotional context. And that's where a lot of people end up, like in seeing people like me, because of things like that. And
you're right. I think it does catch up with you eventually, and it comes back to haunt you. And yes, it does mess with your soul and your psyche and who you are. And
at some point in your life, you're going to want something different. And then you have to deal with that stuff before you can have something different.
Yeah, I agree. Those are the dangers, yeah. I guess.
And listen, I'm all for exploration. And
yeah.
I teach people that. And I don't think we are meant to be sexually monogamous. I don't think that's who we are in nature. And I think the whole range of sexual experience is really important to go and explore and do. And I work with people who are exploring fetish, who are exploring kink, and guiding them on that. And I think it's so, so, so important. But I think the emotional context is absolutely vital. And I think that's the big lack of what's happening in this.
When you say vital, like, is it absolutely necessary to be? Okay. Why?
Why? Because in essence...
Is your experience better?
Yeah.
But what if you experience better without the emotional connection?
There's going to be something lacking. There's a level that you cannot go to without... That
the
emotion
connection.
Without the connection. Your experience is always going to be limited. So from somebody who has been on almost a lifelong journey of sexual exploration, and there's not a lot that I haven't done and seen or been aware of, even if I haven't done it, know about and spoken to people involved in the different worlds, the power ultimately is in connection. Now, go back a step and say that that's not the way that it has to be for everybody. Mm-hmm. There's no question of that. And for some people, people don't have to be in a relationship. That needs to be a choice. Mm-hmm. That's really, really important. The issue is that when you go and have a lot of these experiences and you don't have a context in the fullness of yourself, which means your body, your mind, your emotion, your spirit, they all need to be there.
Okay.
And without that, something is lacking because we don't know the impact of a lot of things.
Okay.
So we go and we have these experiences and they're really cool because they're really exciting and they're really fun in the moment. But there's a disconnect between what we're experiencing on a body level and the mind, the mental excitement of it.
Okay.
And what's happening with our heart, because often they're not in the same place. And that's where the disconnect is happening.
Got you, definitely. I want to know, let's say someone that, people that practice purity, like Christians, many other groups do, what do you do? Do you see many people of great faith that come to you and they're like, guys, you know, we were virgins, we got together and...
It's been 34 years.
It's been 34 years and I haven't had an orgasm.
In my life.
Yeah, absolutely.
How do I do this?
And that's a huge problem. There's no
How
question.
Do you navigate that once you're married? Because there's...
So that's the reason that a lot of people in that space get married is to have sex.
Okay.
Because so that's the only way that they can have sex. So I worked with a Jehovah's Witness couple a while ago, for example, and they got married when they were really young and they only got married because that was the only way they could get to have sex. And eventually they ended up getting divorced because... At some point, the kids grew up and they realized, well, we actually don't even really like each other that much and we want these really different things. And then they moved away from the religion, so they were able to get divorced.
Okay.
But sexual compatibility is enormously important.
Okay.
And the only way that you're going to know about sexual compatibility is if you have sex.
Okay.
So waiting till you get married can actually be quite disastrous.
So can you find or meet your soulmate, but you guys sexually aren't compatible?
Sure.
Can you find yourself in that situation?
Well, Yeah, but
does it all work together?
No, it doesn't. So the word soulmate is an interesting thing because
let's just say, ideally.
So what does that really mean? And if you think about the fact that there are 7 odd billion people on the planet, the one soulmate is kind of a little bit of a nebulous idea.
Yeah.
By itself. Okay. But you can have incredible love and connection with somebody and you might not have sexual compatibility.
What do you do then?
It's a negotiation.
Damn.
You work it out to say, okay, so I really want to be with you in one space because I have this enormous love for you.
Okay.
How do we change the sexuality? So if we learn a whole lot about sex and sensuality and different things that we can do, mm-hmm. maybe there's a level of that that we can create. Mm-hmm. That's a definite possibility. And maybe then we need to have a relationship that allows me to fulfill my sexuality in a different space.
Okay.
But I want to be living with you and raising a family with you. How do we work that out? And it's not an easy and simple answer. It's no 1, 2, 3. This is the solution. It's a constant exploration. It requires incredible communication, incredible openness and honesty and vulnerability. And we need to learn the tools to do that.
Okay. So I want to know, in terms, you mentioned sensuality, right? Mm. So I always see these people that are like, you know, sensual massages and they advertise these things. What is that?
Okay. So sensual massage is interesting because that's normally, it's, we've connected the word sensuality to sex.
Oh, 100%.
But in like in a softer form of sex.
Got you.
Like women are more interested in sensuality. Men are more interested in sex. Mm-hmm. And it has often nothing to do with that. It's like, the word sensuality has become a problem in a way. So sensuality is often the place where intimacy happens because sex is often not intimate.
Okay.
So a sensual massage as an advert is often because I can't advertise a sexual massage.
Okay.
So I can't say, this is a massage where you're going to come and you're going to get turned on and you're going to get jerked off. We can't say that in public.
But that's what they do, right?
Yes. Okay. So essentially, that's what a lot of it is.
Okay.
But when you get into like different expressions of tantric massage, of a heart connection that comes through touch, that's a very different experience. So it can involve pleasure and it can involve sexual stimulation, but the context of it is very different. It might not be about orgasm. Maybe there's a very big healing element to it.
Okay.
So it's quite a different world. And in our world, we've taken the word sensual and we've kind of made it something else.
That it isn't, yeah.
Yeah. Because think about this. Sensuality is, what is sensuality? Think about the word. Senses. What are our senses?
Mm-hmm.
Sight, sound, taste, touch, smell. Mm-hmm. Sensuality is how we experience the world, how we experience life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The food that you eat, the coffee that you drink. So we got a new coffee machine here.
Yay.
Nice coffee. We had coffee and donuts this morning. That's a sensual experience.
Yeah.
Music. Sensual. What kind? Do you go to trance parties ever?
No.
Eric? No. Nope. Sensual experience.
But I get the trance vibe. But they're usually high, bro. Like it's you never.
Okay. But it doesn't matter. Wherever you're going to listen.
Yeah, but it's multiple.
Wherever you're going to listen to music in whatever form. So whatever club you're going to or whatever music event you're going to, sensual. Even if it's a symphony concert, it's sensual because of the music.
Got you.
So sensuality in its true sense is being really engaged with life.
Being
consciously.
Present, feeling.
Yeah, being conscious.
That's it.
Yeah.
Conscious.
Fabulous.
Present.
All right.
Not just a jerk-off massage.
Mm.
Which is kind
so,
of...
So what is this masseuse doing, essentially? Is she talking you through... Narutoing you through this thing?
No, she's not talking you. She's doing.
They usually can't speak English, so I can imagine. Like, there's no talking.
Why can't they speak English?
Because they usually, like, Thai... Because I'm always seeing it at, like, Thai spas and stuff like that. There's one here in Rivonia.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah. Can women go for those?
Sure.
So, do they, like... finger you.
Yeah.
Okay. They do what they need to do to get you where you need to be.
Quite an interesting world we live in. It's quite exciting, I think.
Yes. Okay.
Have you been for a sensual massage?
Long time ago.
And?
Boring.
I didn't expect that.
Look at this man. This man knows things wish you knew.
Yeah, yeah. And of you, Eric, we know you go there like...
I haven't been, actually. I've been thinking about doing it, but I'm also just like...
Why am I always seeing you at that spot?
It's that. Because I have to advertise for these people, damn it. I stand outside and I'm like, yo, have you ever been massaged on a level that you've never been massaged on before? Well, this is your lady. Her name is Ming. She's incredible. Come on in.
So
that's my job.
If we organize for you to go...
No, I won't.
Let me finish.
Okay,
come on.
Let me finish.
That's what she said. Right? Yeah? Sorry, I've never had that.
So if we organize for you to go and do this, will you come and talk about it afterwards?
Your
experience.
Please, Eric, you gotta do it.
There's so many things that you plan on organizing for me that I still haven't seen.
Eric, you gotta
said
do
you
it.
You're gonna send me to a swingers party. Still waiting. You said now it's the time massage thing.
The swingers thing we will definitely do. Because there's a club a few friends of mine want to go and visit, so we are going to invite you to that.
This is a problem. No, okay, look, the thing is, I'm open to the experience. Like, I'm just like, awesome. Let's learn. Let's find out what this life is actually about, is what I'm saying. So
Do you think they'll allow me to be in the room? I want to, like, record it.
No, that's, no.
Not?
No.
I want to experience it.
You have to be in the room,
it.
But for a different experience, obviously.
Okay.
I want to witness it.
Okay, witnessing it is not experiencing it.
No, I just want to witness. I want to watch and be like, okay, cool.
Yeah, I want to do it like a
And wouldn't you like to have the experience of it?
Nah, I'm cool. Miss me.
Okay, but what about this great exploration that's happening here?
Yeah, you just mentioned it.
I mean, you can't really. I mean, I'd rather have a guy finger me than a woman.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, but that
doesn't have to be a woman.
That's what happens. At it's you. You. I think you're thinking of an orgy now. You're just thinking of people just fucking all over the place. Just look at this. You're touching my
Speaking
vagina.
Of which, hockey club.
Look.
Hockey club.
Yes.
Have you heard of the hockey club?
I have.
I need you to drop all the information you have on the hockey club now. How do we get in?
How do you get
in? I heard the vetting process is quite intense.
Yeah, so what do you want to get in for? For what purpose?
Apparently, yes. You need to, like, specify, like, where you at.
Yeah, but what do you want to
do?
Okay,
so hockey club obviously is there. You have transactional sex.
So the hockey club is apparently almost the ultimate in transactional sex.
Oh yeah,
in a way.
No, you get cars, fam, like it's lump sum.
So one of the things that we started doing on Sex Talk is we have a resource page after the show.
Okay.
And we talk about a whole lot of the resources. So for example, one of the things that we've got is a whole lot of articles that I've written about sensual massage. We put into a cool presentation, so we'll put that up so you can get an idea of some of the possibilities of sensual massage.
Okay.
And then you get into some of the tantric sexual massage, which is sexual and often is about orgasm, but it's in quite a different context, and that's a very different experience.
Okay.
So we'll put some of those up, and there is a video clip going around about the hockey club.
Yeah.
So we'll put it up there.
Yeah,
on our resource page.
I just want to know how you get in, because I know, like, it's quite tough to get in, and it's only like you need to be connected.
But what do you want to get in for?
Yeah. So essentially, look, it's sex, right? But it's like obviously not your typical missionary sex. You obviously need to start. It's the fisting, it's the rimming, it's the, you know, 12 of us.
Already
12 of
like
us are just chowing each other.
Already
in this room.
Like it's way.
It's man on man, it's girl on girl. It's I'll watch you two have sex.
But
it's
you can go to
jerk me off.
You can go to any of the swingers clubs and have the same experience.
Oh, no, I feel like the hockey club is like the ultimate. It's like the exclusive. It's like it's where you want to be. It's like the Beyonce of these clubs, you know. I think.
Okay. So the value in the experience is actually not in the depth of it, it's in the hype of it. That's what 100%. You're saying.
That's millennials for you.
Okay.
That's literally millennials summarized. That's us.
Okay.
That's us.
And that's it.
It's all hype.
In
one
sentence.
It's all hype. That's it. That's why we have this thing of trending on Twitter.
Okay.
Because if you've trended, you're lit.
But what about substance in the world? What about doing something that's going
to
impact, that's
you know,
going to expand? I'm just asking because I want to understand.
It's great. And God bless the world. And you know, that's great. But no one cares. I'm telling you. And I know it sounds cold. And I maybe speak
it's
for...
True. No, it's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
the general masses?
True.
Like, we're not about that right now. It's okay. We'll figure it out. Like, we wanna live now, quick.
Yeah.
Like, let's get it done. Cool. High. You know, I want to get drunk. I want to get lit. I want to get high. I want to have sex. I want to do it now. It's we don't care what happens in the next 20 years. Like, we're good with experiencing now, which is not the worst thing. I think it's good that you feel now and you're present now. But we really don't care.
Are you feeling? That's my question. Are you feeling? Because if there's hype, and if it's on the surface, then you're not feeling.
We feel what we want to feel.
The emotional attachment isn't there.
And even if it's manufactured, it's cool. We feel what we want to feel. We feel what we want to feel. That's why you'll find women in these awful relationships, because they feel that they are in love with this man that beats them to a pulp. Sorry to get like very like dark, but like.
And I love how you're pointing at me again.
No. I'm just trying to make my point. But like, because I feel. Like, I love this guy, so I'm staying. And I know it's not that cut and dry. It's a little more deeper than what I'm making it sound like. But, like, it's we feel what we want to feel. We feel what we want to feel.
Okay.
And, I mean, many people will disagree, but I'm always right, guys. I'm joking. Disclaimer, I'm not always right.
Yeah. You and your friend Kim.
Yeah. That's a low blow. What are you doing? You can't be doing that. You're my bestie, Kim Kardashian. Oh, my God. My favorite. Okay. So, yeah, we feel what we want to feel, and we really don't care to feel unnecessarily.
Okay. So, it's a very disconnected space.
Oh, we're a mess. I won't lie. We're great, and we're awesome, and we're going to change the world because we're,
exactly?
We're
brave. Substance to change the world?
I think you're overthinking it.
No, the bravery is in feeling. The bravery is in being. Yeah, that's all bravery.
All these things are emotional words that you are using right now, saying the bravery and the living in the moment. So there's a feeling attached.
It's the thing that if you're using the words, then they have to have some meaning.
I'm not like trying to side with John T. I'm also just
I know. But then fill that gap in for me if I'm not reasoning this out properly.
No, the thing is, you need to be present in the moment, and you need to know what you are feeling, so that when you do experience it again, you'll know if the feeling is right or wrong.
So how much of this that's what it is comes choice, down to. Or how much of this is like going with the crowd? Because this is what everybody's doing, so this is what I need to be doing to be accepted and to be part of the crowd.
I think 80% is crowd. Okay, it's us.
It's the hype.
So we're going to whatever club we're going to, because that's where everybody's going.
Like I said, it's trending. So Taboo would trend. Onyx trends. Like all these clubs trend. You're going there. Okay. It's all in your mind. Like, oh my God, I want to be a part of the hype. I want to go there. And that's just how we roll. I mean, it is what it is, guys. Like, that's just where we are.
I feel like I need to speak for the 20%.
And I mean, we'll evolve eventually. And I think we all have deeper, you know, I think with age, man, with maturity, you learn, right?
Mm-hmm.
But like, I would say allow for the process to happen. So if we must do what we need to do to live in the now, allow. And I think eventually you do get older and you do evolve, and certain things matter more than others.
Mm-hmm.
Also, they say when you become a parent, you change all of a sudden. Like, I've heard people are like, no, when I became a mom, like, you know, your perspective changes. So as you grow and you become, I guess, a mature individual, and you live and you've experienced life, I think if your perspective changes.
Is growth as itself, as an idea and a perception, a philosophy and a practice, a part of millennial thinking and culture?
100%.
Okay.
I think it would.
You agree with that, Eric?
I think that's what makes us special.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. Our ability to, we're dreamers, man.
Okay.
We're dreamers. And maybe it doesn't have substance, and maybe it's not even that deep, but I think we're amazing. I think we're great. I'm sorry. Like, I think we're like the greatest generation.
Yeah, I think so.
Ever.
Okay. And it's also just because we have the freedom to
explore. I think we're fabulous. And look, we'll make the mistakes for others to learn from, you know? Like, let us be that sort of example. Yeah, let us do that.
Let's. So every generation has done that in their own way.
Yeah, but I was going to say the same thing. I feel like every generation, like the previous generation, has had the thing where they're like, we're not going to do this. But then some people went against the norm. And eventually everyone else just went, you know what? That's not so bad. Let's do this as well.
100%.
So then you have a wider variety or wider spectrum of choice where you can go, okay, cool. If that works for them, let me try it. If it doesn't work for me, there's always this that I can do. That I believe in originally.
Okay, that's us. We're great. We're a special kind of people. Okay. I like us. Do you like us? Because I know people get very annoyed with us. So do you like us?
Well, I like depth.
There it is.
Wrong crowd.
I like connection. That's the power for me. That's the place for me. The surface
and,
is...
And look, Jonty, it exists. It exists within millennials. Yeah. It does. But
I'm
sure
that it does.
It's not... It's not main focus. Hmm. It's not. It's not vital.
Yeah. So the rest of it's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a new flavor of tea is interesting.
He just trivialized everything I just said.
He's just chose, like, you chose a tea, of, but like
I mean, like just to like just to like nip me in the butt, like yeah, you're not that, like okay, cool, fine, Jonty. Depth. You're not going to find any depth here. I have the depth of like a saucer. Come on, that's funny. You got to laugh. You got to laugh.
That's funny. We need another owl. We need to help you with this lady. We need to turn you into a cup or something. Shit. Or at least like a shot glass. A saucer. Do you know how you're?
Guys, come on.
Oh my God. I'm worried about you now. And I met you like an hour ago. This is...
I'm kidding.
No, that is funny. That is funny.
It is funny, right? I mean, you should think it's... If you think it's funny, then I know. Cool, I've sort of made it.
That's
in the comedic industry.
You got it.
Thank you.
You got it.
Thank you very much. I'm honest.
So this has been really interesting, guys. Do you want to know what narratophilia is?
Yeah.
So narratophilia is a fetish for talking about sex, dirty stories.
Oh, fire.
Conversations about sex.
I feel like I might have this.
I have narratophilia then.
There you go.
There it is.
You're a narratophiliac.
I'm a narratophiliac.
There you go. Storyteller of sexual endeavors.
That's cool. I will own that. I am proud of that.
There you go.
I will take that. Thank you.
Fantastic.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Jonty.
When is your show on?
My show is called Urban Culture Drive. It's on every Tuesday, 3 to 4. Tune in, guys. We're talking all things millennial. We touched on sex here, but we talk lifestyle, social issues, financial issues. We talk slay queens. We talk being broke, busted and disgusted. We talk everything.
Awesome. Eric, where are you on tonight?
I am on at the Goliath Comedy Club in Melrose.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Doing the jokes and things, talking to people with a sexy voice, confusing
them. Yeah, no, your voice is a vibe. My goodness.
My voice I'm taking. Oh, yeah, tay.
Too much.
We need to talk about that off air. We can't just be, people don't, yeah. Yeah, so I'm at the Goliath Comedy Club tonight. And then everywhere else in the universe, just you can find me everywhere. I'm that guy, Eric Jansen. You got me. Stop it. You are doing things that I'm not ready for. I'm wearing tracksuit pants. Stop
lady.
It. Stop it. Stop it. No. Ah, Lord, I feel like I'm blushing.
Senses.
I'm blushing.
You are.
I'm definitely blushing. I know I'm blushing.
You are. So we have some really awesome workshops coming up on some tantric sensual massage retreats.
Can I just ask something? What does tantric mean?
In one sentence, let's see, because we only have a little bit of time. It would be the consciousness of sex, the depth of intimacy, the exploration and practice of sexual energy.
Sex. So woke sex, basically.
Woke sex. There you go.
Woke
That's
sex.
Pretty good.
In one word. In two
in
words.
One word. Woke so
sex.
Some beautiful retreats coming up. One in Magaliesburg in the middle of July.
Ooh.
And at the end of July, for the first time in a long time, I'm going to teach in Durban.
Oh, awesome.
So we're doing a beautiful sensual massage retreat at Rocky Bay in Durban and a whole range of workshops. And all of that will be up on the website this week, www.eroslife.co.za.
Dope.
Thank you very much, both of you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Lots
this has been
and lots
very
of fun.
Informative.
You are welcome to come back anytime.
You're such a
Candace.
Smart guy. I love you. You're amazing.
I've learned.
And then I'm going to like WhatsApp you in the middle of the night. What is Naruto?
Only if you send
what
only if you send interesting pictures.
I'll send nudes.
There we go.
Yeah. We totally sent like unfiltered nudes.
There we go. And they will take you to visit the dungeon.
Very nice.
Ooh, you got a dungeon?
Yes.
Mr. Gray, we'll see you now.
There we go.
Oh gosh. I'm leaving. I'm done here. Bye guys.
Fucking I'm horrible. I wish you all so much pleasure.
This is CliffCentral.com.